This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, on Odyssey Sports Station. Talk New York sports on the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus. It's Keith McPherson on the fan. 1019 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I held it just so you got to see. Hello. Right back at it on the fan in New York. KM to 2 a.m. Keith McPherson checking in. I couldn't wait for Monday Night Football to end. No offense to, you know, Westwood One and the coverage. Appreciate y'all. America's team to laugh at. That was terrible. Jerry Jones, I couldn't wait to just see Jerry Jones's face. Jerry Jones's head looks like it's rotting, and I'm sure it's exploding with how bad the Dallas Cowboys are. 888-808-1019. We're not going to spend a lot of time on that, even though I know there's a ton of Dallas Cowboys fans listening. I don't know why you even care about what's going on with Cooper Rush and these guys at this point. How bad they are. In AT&T Stadium, the shenanigans from last week, Jerry Jones talking about the sun and the moon, and we know where the sun is. And come on, yo. Like, what a joke. Literally what a joke that game was. It had everything. Fights, penalties. these guys declined the penalty to just not get the... It had everything. It had everything. Fake punt. Just nonsense of a game. Missed field goal. Right? Announcer's jinx. No, it wasn't on you, Joe Buck, Troy Aikman. It wasn't on you, Bill Belichick. It was on the turf. I blame Jerry Jones for that turf in there. How crazy is it in the beginning of this game, before this game even started, they go to open the roof? And remember, the whole thing about the roof is, right, you know, in Arlington, there's a hole in the roof so God can watch his favorite team. Please, don't use the Lord's name in vain like that. 888-808-1019. They hadn't opened the roof at AT&T Stadium in 2 years, and they go to do it today with the world watching Monday Night Football, and two big-ass sheets of metal fall. They fall into the field. It could have hit somebody, got somebody hurt. Glad it didn't. Like, Jerry Jones, what is going on, bro? See, all of you guys want these dome stadiums here. Oh, why don't the Yankees build a dome? Why don't the Mets build a dome? Why isn't MetLife a dome? Well, I mean, whoever pays for it has got to pay somebody to upkeep it. Jerry Jones took 2 years off on that. The Cowboys are trash. Texans beat the Dallas Cowboys 34-10. If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, I don't know what you're thinking, what you're doing. But that's a good segue into what I really wanted to talk about tonight. I don't want to take up too much time in my open. I haven't been on in a little while. I've been gone for a little while. I was in Mexico with my wife and my son, trying to give them some time. You know, I don't get consecutive hours with them, and I'm actually happy to be back because I need a break from my son. He's a menace. I'm like, nah, I can't continue. This is too much. But anyway, you know, Dallas Cowboys fans, the season's over. I don't care if you think there's some type of way, whatever. Like, Dak, his hamstring is off the bone. And even before that, when you go back to the decisions that were made by Jerry Jones, Stephen Jones, really Jerry Jones, who is the end-all, be-all. He is the star on the helmet. Like, when Jerry Jones looks in the mirror, he sees the star on that helmet. That is him. And all the decisions that he made from, I don't know, paying Dak Prescott, which, like, in a year like this, you should have waited. But You waited until the day of week one to make this guy the highest paid player. You took way too long with CeeDee Lamb. You did nothing in an offseason where you said you were going all in. I say that to say this, like, man, somebody's got to be held accountable. But Jerry Jones is not going to hold himself accountable. And here we are. It is no longer Monday. Good morning, go! It is no longer Monday. But I had in my notes, it feels like Black Monday before Black Friday. The coaching carousel has already begun. Around and around we go. Right? Because those guys get held accountable. They already want to fire a bunch of NFL head coaches. There's a lot of coaches on the hot seat. I mean, right here in New York. And I know a lot of you think Brian Daboll is safe. Black Monday for Daniel Jones. Damn, Daniel Jones is done. The Daniel Jones era is done. It took long enough. But yeah, Black Monday for the Giants starting quarterback. He's out of here. It only took $108.1 million. It only took 70 games. Did you guys see that? Shout out to SpotTrack on Twitter. Daniel Jones bagged over $108 million in 70 games for work for the New York Giants. He's the 35th highest paid quarterback in NFL history. So don't cry for Daniel Jones. It's over for Daniel Jones. I would cry for the Giants fans. And I remember 3 years ago when I came in here, my first show was at WFAN. It was around the time of whether Joe Judge was going to stay or not. We knew Gettleman was out of here. And one of the videos that's just like etched into my mind is the fan in MetLife Stadium. I don't know who you are. Shout out to you if you're listening or wherever you are. But he yells at John Mara and he says, "We need football people, not family." As if that was a problem. Like, it was a small part of the problem. But basically he's saying, like, yo, we need some real football people in here. So Gettleman is out, and I know fans didn't even want him to get a farewell. I mean, we want to just kick these guys to the curb, all right? It's crazy how, like, there are fans that want people fired, and, like, they want them actually, like, burned at the stake. They root for people to be fired. These people are humans. They have wives. They have kids. They have families. Have a heart. But, I mean, these guys have millions in the bank, players, coaches. Shout out to Rob Saleh, who's laughing all the way to the bank because it wasn't him. We'll talk about that in a minute. But let's start with Daniel Jones. Let's start with the Giants. Let's start with Brian Daboll, Joe Shane. I mean, Joe Shane, he just spoke with the most confidence. The most confidence of a GM who just has lost so many games over the start of his GM career. Just lost in Germany to the team that he came from. He said something, and I got to go back in my notes and find it because I was out when he said it, about how, like, we're not getting blown out or they're losing close games. What are we talking about? This is the NFL. Like, the games are close every week. Any given Sunday, anybody can beat anybody. I mean, the Broncos can blow out the Atlanta Falcons. Blow my parlays. But what I'm saying is it's crazy to think that Shane spoke so confident in a time where a quarterback that he didn't even want to pick up his rookie option. Remember, let's go back. Let me go back to my notes. When they came in, the tandem of Shane and Daboll, Daniel Jones was already here. That was Gettleman's pick. Remember, he was in full bloom love, the number 6 overall pick. I'll never forget where I was when they picked him, and I was like, oh, no, they passed on Josh Allen, not Buffalo Bills, soon-to-be MVP Josh Allen. Josh Allen from Kentucky that ended up going to the Jaguars. They take Daniel Jones, and there are viral videos of Giants fans bugging out, losing their minds. I always remember the three kids that were in their living room. They're in a train line. They're so excited for the pick, and then it's Daniel Jones, and they freak out. They have a temper tantrum. I don't know what it was. That one kid was like pulling his pants off. And then there's a video of Joe Budden just looking disgusted. This was never going to work. That Todd McShay video is going viral again about how this guy is a backup. Whatever. When Shane comes in, they knew that they inherited an injury-prone player, right? Because back then, in 2022, Jones was coming off a neck injury. They didn't pick up his rookie option, which would have been half of what they paid him the year that they gave him $40 million last year. So you didn't believe in the guy. You knew the guy was injury prone. It's the NFL, man. There's so many if. If you didn't pick up his option, or if you did pick up his option, you would have saved yourself some money. You wouldn't be here right now. If he didn't win that Minnesota Vikings playoff game that we all overinflated, like the Vikings, they're the Vikings. Like, they weren't that good. We acted like Daniel Jones had arrived. With Brian Daboll as well, who we look at as this quarterback whisperer, and I already mentioned Josh Allen, but I thought I wanted to give him credit for Josh Allen coming out of Wyoming and becoming Josh. Josh Allen is Josh Allen. It doesn't matter if there's Ken Dorsey calling the plays. It doesn't matter. It does not matter. The version you're seeing of Josh Allen right now might be the best version of him without Stephon Diggs. I mean, without even Keon Coleman, without it doesn't matter who's on the field. Like, Josh Allen can call a game. I think we give way too much credit to Daboll as the reason that Josh Allen became. But when they came in, there were a lot of people saying he can do what he did with Josh Allen to Daniel Jones. Now, why did Daniel Jones regress? 888-808-1019. Call the phone if you'd like to speak to me. We're going to start with Daniel Jones. And how did we get here, right? There's so many ways that we got here. How can Shane and Daboll be so confident? Shane, as far as talking about the team and just sitting comfortable, when we all watched the offseason Hard Knocks. They should have been doing offseason Hard Knocks for years. It was great. And it's gonna be greater over time that the first one was the Giants. They gave us a window into how we got here. You let Saquon Barkley test the market. And no, I'm not going to tell you that they picked Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. The quarterback is the most important position on the field. When we talk about Josh Allen, when we talk about Patrick Mahomes, who he beat, when we talk about Lamar Jackson, who was just defeated by a team that didn't score a touchdown, but they actually had two quarterbacks. And, you know, like, we'll talk about how important it is to have a quarterback, especially when we get to the Jets conversation as well. You let a generational talent, that word gets thrown around a lot, but Saquon Barkley actually is. You let a generational talent that your organization drafted go to a division rival. And in my mind, like, you pay Saquon just so that can't happen. And as we watch the Houston Texans tonight with Joe Mixon, I'm sure the Bengals wish they had Joe Mixon still. There was rumors that Saquon might go to Houston. And I remember us having conversations on the fan, like, oh, if he goes to Houston, so what? If he goes and plays for the Texans, whatever, we won't see him. Nah, that's right down 95. That blood is on your hands, Joe Shane. You let this man go right down the turnpike. You had to try harder, but it was so clear. You weren't trying to keep Saquon. You didn't want to keep Saquon. You actually did him a favor. He'd be wasting his time with this team. 888-808-1019. He told you where he wanted to be. Once a Giant, always a Giant. And in the 100 years of the Giants,
this holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is where we are. The bye week comes, and we're going back to my boy from Jersey, the Don Bosco Prep Ironman, Tommy Cutlass. Hey, Tommy's back. Don't kid yourself, folks. This should be Gervonta Tank Davis, Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby, sleeveless A-shirt, whatever you want to call it. They should not win another game. And when you look at the teams around them, Just them not playing a game this week with a bye changed the whole draft, right? After they lost in Germany, it's like, oh, the New York Giants have the number one pick in the draft. There's a lot of bum-ass teams this year. And if you think back-to-back years, you're going to miss out on a quarterback and Tommy DeVito is going to be your bridge to Archie Manning in 2026. Just relax. Like, it's not going down like that. And if you think that this head coach can survive in New York, losing out the rest of the way, and not, like, there's just so many things that can happen here. I know Mara told Shayna, Saquon Barkley's the most popular player. He sells a ton of jerseys. Like, I'm going to have trouble sleeping if he's hurdling guys backwards in Philadelphia. 888-808-1019. And Joe Shane tried him. And they did that. And there was a lot of talk about, oh, well, you're not paying a quarterback $40 million to hand the ball off. You're damn right about that. So what are you going to do in the draft? You draft the Malik Nabers, number 6 overall, who just played with Jaden Daniels, who last year we were having these conversations on the fan about how, hey, you, like, beating the Commanders with Tommy DeVito, beating the Patriots, the Packers with Tommy DeVito, like, what is it for? I remember C-Mac talking about the little bit of joy you get on Sunday. It's not worth it. It's penny wise and pound foolish when Jaden Daniels is going to get drafted by the Commanders and you're going to have to face him twice a year for the next 10 years. Now, these guys don't go in there to lose. They don't go in there and tank it. Like, they don't go there thinking about tanking. But as an organization, man, like, I mean, there are ways to tank. But like, I think Daboll has to actually coach again and coach for his job again because it gets loud. The fans control a lot. And for people saying that they're playing Tommy DeVito to sell tickets, what? An extra 200 tickets for him to pull up with his family again? And, man, no disrespect to his family. I love that. I'm from Jersey. I played high school football in Jersey, and like I saw him coming. I mean, pause. I saw him a mile away in preseason last year. I'm like, okay, this kid may have a shot to stick around with the team. You know, I hope he gets a shot. You guys remember the Jets and Giants game last year? I'm like, here's the story. Tyrod goes down. Here he is. They were scared to let him throw the ball. So you're also kidding yourself if you guys think this is going to be the future for the Giants. 888-808-1019. I want that young man to succeed. I want to see Tommy Cutlets do well. But there is no way in hell he's going to go out there and just ball. There are another 11 guys on defense out there that are millionaires that have something to prove. You know what? And a lot of those guys had something to prove against Daniel Jones, who we heard from the Niners and others across the league. They didn't respect him in his last couple years with the money that Shane and Daboll signed off on him to have because they're like, he's not like that. He's not good enough to be making that much money. Wait, they didn't pay Saquon? Kayvon was saying something like that on a podcast. It isn't a secret. They made a mistake in paying Daniel Jones, a guy that they didn't initially even want to pick up his rookie option. It was a mistake. And that's why the contract was made the way that it's made. So here we are now. It was inevitable, right? We knew we were going to get to this point. Even if they won games, Daniel Jones gives us the best chance to win. Like, bro, come on. We knew because of the injury guarantee. We knew the way it was set up. If he has another torn ACL or an Achilles or something like that that affects him, ends his season, goes into the next league year, whatever. This is it. The Daniel Jones era is done. So on one hand, you should be applauding the Giants for moving on and saying this is it. But then it's peculiar because they did give Drew Lock a contract. They did bring Drew Lock in. And I know the $5 million is nothing. Some might say it could have gone to Saquon. But it's like, all right, Drew Lock, he won a game or two in the NFL last year. I don't know what his career total is, but like, you can't. It's hard to tell the fan base that you're trying to win if you're putting Tommy in and you're not putting Drew Lock in. But whatever, yo, we'll see how it goes, man. I just know this. It's a tank, it's a tank, it's a tank. 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 Cam Ward is in this next draft. Shedeur Sanders, and I know Deion Sanders is attached to him, he's in his next draft, and you want to be picking in the top 5. You want to be up there. Jacksonville signed their quarterback. The Jaguars are probably going to have the number 1 pick, but they're not going to take a quarterback. Tennessee, they should take a quarterback. But, I mean, they have Will Levis, and they drafted Malik Willis 2 years before that. Cleveland, I don't know, they might as well stick with famous Jameis. But they do have Deshaun Watson, and I don't know what they're going to do there, but are they drafting a quarterback? The Giants have to be in that top 5 of picks, winning these games is useless. I don't care about the culture. I don't care about the locker room nonsense over the weekend with like, oh, Nick McCloud goes to the 49ers and he posts on his Instagram and Darius Slayton wrote free man, which he was referring to Young Thug. It was just nonsense about losing the locker room, losing the clubhouse. All of that is nonsense, man. Let's start with the Giants. 888-808-1019. 100 years of the Giants. You know what? As a younger guy, I was thinking about how some of those Giants teams that were just good enough with good defenses, with Eli Manning, who should be a Hall of Famer. I can't wait till we get into the conversations around Eli. I just saw a clip of Justin Tuck talking about Eli. But like those teams that just were good enough, Giants fans accepted that because you were just good enough to get in the dance and then anything could happen and you were able to rip off two Super Bowls, knock off Tom Brady, legendary runs that make you a die-hard fan. And now Giants fans have had to die hard this last decade and change. I just said the Cowboys are America's team to laugh at, but you know what? The Giants have been arguably one of, if not the worst team in the NFL the last 10 to 13 years. Mistakes. People got to be held accountable. And I know there's a thought of patience being practiced here. Nah, this is New York, man. This is New York, man. You can't tell me that Shane and Daboll are just locked in because they got to draft their quarterback of the future. I believe that. But like, how bad is it going to get down the stretch here? And they're going with Tommy Cutlets. Like, what if Tommy Cutlets can't play? You know what I'm saying? What if the Buccaneers knock his head off? What if we're watching Thanksgiving and how terrible the Dallas Cowboys are? Micah Parsons is there. Like, we're going to see. We're going to see, man. It's going to be interesting, but the season is over. Before we get to Thanksgiving, the season's over for the Giants and the Jets. We'll start there. I'll still take your, calls on Mike Tyson or UFC or Juan Soto, right? 888-808-1019. I haven't been on in a while. Like, the Juan Soto thing for me, I'm like, whatever. I'm on vacation and they're talking about how he spent 3 hours with the Boston Red Sox and enjoyed it. And like, who cares, bro? It's smoke and mirrors. And at this point, I've had so much smoke and mirrors with Juan Soto, I don't care. I'm indifferent. Wake me up when November ends. Wake me up when the winter meetings come. That's when it's going to happen. Juan Soto is the biggest fish. Scott Boras has other fish to fry, right? Like, he's going to get that done. But they are going to use these meetings and the media to drive up all of the conversation and speculation. Steve Cohen and the Mets have come in at $660 million. Do we have $670 million? Hal Steinbrenner and the Yankees were supposed to meet with Juan Soto yesterday. I don't know. Somewhere in Scott Boras' underground lair. Nothing has come out from it. Call me up and tell me, 888-808-1019. If you read an article, if you saw, I don't even know, one of these fake sources, one of these guys that pretend to be a reporter on Twitter, do you have anything on what happened with Hal Steinbrenner, Aaron Boone, Brian Cashman, and Juan Soto today? It doesn't matter. He just played for the Yankees. He knows all those guys. They can meet a bunch of times. We know what the game is here. Is Steve Cohen going to not be outbid? And is Juan Soto just going to go to the highest bidder and throw away his year in Yankee pinstripes? That could happen. But, like, they're going to drag this out until the first weekend in December. So all the other stuff in between is nonsense. Oh, he's meeting with the Dodgers tomorrow. Yeah, he's out there. We heard during the World Series the Dodgers were going to pursue him. Yeah, they spent $1 billion last year. Like, well, sure, they got money to blow. And I'm not hating on them. They are the World Series champs. And I talked about how they always improve their team. Like, they improve their team, whether it is the trade deadline, whether it's the winter meetings. They add. And that's why they're always there. 888-808-1019. But I don't know what the deal is with the Yankees meeting Juan Soto today. And like I said, I don't really care. So let's start with Daniel Jones. That era being over. Tommy DeVito getting the second chance. Take two for Tommy Cutlets to rock with the Giants and what it means. And like, let's not just like subscribe to the notion that Shane and Daboll are locked in. Like, it could get ugly. It could get really bad the rest of the way. That's what you should want, though. But yet to be seen. And for the Jets, I told y'all, man. Jets just end the season. We'll talk about Anthony Richardson and the co. I watched that whole game, and like every time I watch the Jets game, I'm like, why did I waste my time? There's better games on. Why did I do this? Keith McPherson on the Fan. KM to 2 a.m. Just wanted to get us to 12:30. I'm only on till 2 a.m. So when we come in from the break, I'm just going to hit the calls, and I'll keep, you know, filling in the blanks with some thoughts and some things from my notes, man. Good to be back. Call the fan. Don't go anywhere. BRB.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.